Rough weather is taking a toll on the grounded fishing vessel Arctic Hunter, which has been stuck on the rocks outside Unalaska since last Friday. KUCB's Annie Ropeek reports.
The 93-foot crab boat has survived a series of storms this week without breaking apart, but salvagers haven't been able to work on the vessel since last weekend. Dan McGowan of Resolve McGowan Marine Services is in charge of recovery efforts.
We've got seas building out there that are expected to stay big onshore swells until sometime next week, so we're not too sure when we're going to get back out there.
Meanwhile, McGowan says debris like toolboxes and a survival suit from the Arctic Hunter is starting to wash up on the beach. He says he expects the vessel's condition to keep deteriorating in the bad weather before salvagers can return.
It basically just beats them apart, you know. The bottom gets split open. Sometimes the propeller shafts get pulled out through the back and the engines and gears fall out of the bottom and, you know, it gets pretty ugly.
Before the weather turned, McGowan says his crews pumped out about 9,000 gallons of fuel water mix from the Arctic Hunter. More than half of that was fuel. McGowan says there could still be fuel in some tanks below the waterline, but there's nothing they can do about that until weather calms down. While they wait, McGowan says they're getting ready for the final push.
Right now, what we're doing is gear up for the wreck removal phase of the project. And so we're busy getting our small barge set up so that we can use it to support the diving and the other work that we need to do in the shallow waters there.
At this stage, all the Coast Guard can do to help is monitor the seas for an oil sheen. Coast Guard Public Affairs Officer Sean Eggert says once the vessel's off the rocks, the Coast Guard will start digging into what caused the accident.
The investigation can take anywhere from a month to a year. You know, in this case, I don't expect it will take that long, but I haven't gotten any kind of a estimate on how long they expect it'll take.
So far, the Coast Guard has said the skipper of the vessel might have been asleep at the wheel, and Unalaska's police department says the skipper failed a breathalyzer test a few hours after the grounding. Eggert couldn't say if or when charges might be filed. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.